It was 1922, a fourth of 100 years ago. Radio was sweeping the country. Crystal detectors, dynamos, voltmeters, choke coils, variometers. A new vocabulary for 15,000 builders of amateur radio stations in the United States. Headphones were being clamped to the ears of hospital patients to lull them through the discomfort of operations. Railroads prepared to install earphones in Pullman berths. New York's Fifth Avenue buses sprouted overhead antennae. Receiving sets were being built into rings, necklaces, cigarette boxes. April in Louisville, and Judge Bingham speaking.
I want a radio station which will reach into the farthest confines of the state, where a man may string an aerial from his cabin to the nearest pine tree and, sitting in his chair before the fire, have a pew in a church, a seat at the opera, a desk at the university.
A great deal has happened since that April morning. A depression gathered, burst, dissolved. The greatest war in history brewed, frothed over, exploded on the world. Radio grew from a slim rumor to a towering industry. Became the butt of many critics.
There's too many commercials.
Why don't you have more good music?
All those daytime serials. I wouldn't be caught dead listening to them.
More educational programs. My children want to listen to mysteries all the time.
How well have you carried out the obligation with which Judge Bingham charged you, WHAS?
We've tried, sir.
Well, show me.
In a quarter of a century, we've increased our power 100 times till we can reach around hills and into the far crannies of the state.
But radio means more than power.
We've added experiments with television, facsimile, and FM.
Radio means more than million-dollar gadgets. What I want to know is, how are the people served?
We've tried to give them what they yearn for.
But do you know?
Yes, sir.
How?
We made surveys.
Tell me.
A man went from door to door knocking. He went all kinds of places. He went along highways and he traveled up creeks. Big towns and little towns. He knocked at mansions with white pillars and vines around them. And he knocked at little cabins with paint peeling off. He stopped at crossroads filling stations, at farmhouses. He talked to people waiting for their groceries, to school teachers and manufacturers. He talked with postmen, plasterers and paper hangers, truck drivers, tailors and makers of gimmicks, to housewives and hardware dealers. And he found out...
What kind of programs do you like to hear? What kind would you like more of?
It seems to me that music's the thing the air is best at. Not highbrow music, I don't mean. And not music you can dance to, either. That's for kids. The music I mean is the kind that middle-aged folks like me can understand. The kind that a person can kind of half-listen to, and it makes him feel cheerful underneath. I guess they call it hillbilly music.
Wish I had a nickel, wish I had a dime, wish I had pretty little gals love me all the time.
Fare you well, old Joe Clark, goodbye Betsy Brown. Fare you well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.